a salute to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This meeting is now called to order in line with the Borough Civil Rights Longstanding Policy of Open Government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act. I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 7, 2019. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Kelly.
Here.
Lechstein.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
All right, full house. First up, remarks from the audience. We have one member of the public here. Good morning, Mrs. DiGiulio.
Good morning.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Elizabeth DiGiulio, 1540 Ocean Avenue, Quincy, Brighton. I'm here again on behalf of the library committee. And just want to make sure that those signs are going to be put up. We had some seniors yesterday who came to the library when I was there. And fortunately, one of them had a handicap tag, so she parked in the handicap spot. But just want to make sure that those signs are going to be put up. Then this woman was there 15 minutes. She was in and out, but she saw a policeman and she was all worried that she had to pay for a dollar for just to return a book and get another book. So I told Jane I would come today and see what's happening with the signs.
Yeah, well, we ordered the signs. We do have the signs. We're going to discuss it here today. And it is something that I think we all feel that we should be doing for Memorial Day or Labor Day. When we have paid parking, we don't feel like our residents especially should be paying to park in a building that they're paying in their taxes, the library, to pay for. So it's like you're getting hit twice. So we're going to put three spots right outside here. They're going to give people an hour.
Right.
To go in and do what they got to do. It'll be Monday through Friday during the hours that the library is open, not on weekends.
Right.
Even though the library is open on Saturday.
Saturday morning, right.
But those spots will not be there.
Now, the other thing is we need to make sure that those people leave after an hour.
Yes.
That
they I've talked to the chief.
I can pay now, you know, and stay for the rest of the day. You know,
I've talked to the chief, and then he...
Where are they located, Councilman?
They're right over here next to the... facing the ocean, there's two handicap spots. There's three to the left of those handicap spots. One, two, three. It's easy to walk in. And,
Are we good with that?
Fine for me. As long as we have an enforcement mechanism.
I don't know that we have an enforcement mechanism.
I mean, it may be that Jane will have to call, or whoever will have to call if there are no spots and they see that there's still a car there.
No, we will. I spoke to the chief. He will enforce the hour.
Okay, so
the tires are going to be marked.
And then those signs are going to be going up?
Well, we're going to find that out. We have to rely. I would say that if everything goes the way it should, they could go up.
Yes.
Yes. I don't. I believe they're in our possession.
They are.
So.
Okay. Yeah, the book club met yesterday. Then on Monday, the children's group meets.
Well, when Laura was here, we were telling a lot of the people that come on Mondays that from Memorial Day to Labor Day, they would have to pay. Because a lot of those people are from out of town.
Right.
So, and they had no problem.
The younger people have no problem. Some of these seniors
And the big thing that we do have on our side is that I've heard from the people that are coming to our library is in Rumson, Oceanic has no parking, so even to pay a dollar a park is not a problem because over in Rumson they can't even park, there's no room.
Jane was telling me that the students from Rumson have been coming over
spots.
Here because
never,
they could park.
Not getting into that.
Right. So we need to charge them.
Which is great.
Well, thank you.
To the library.
Yeah. We'll get it sorted.
What's that?
We'll get it sorted out for you.
Okay, very good. I just told her I would.
Right, if the signs are in hand, they should be done within a week.
Okay, very good.
We can give you a specific answer once we touch base with DPW.
All right, thank
you. I'll let you know.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you for coming.
I didn't have anybody in, so I got to get out of here.
Our first item for discussion actually moves to Tuesday's agenda as discussed, so that brings us to number two, capital projects update. We have a proposal for a revised CAFRA application for Avakian. Do you want to speak to this?
Yes, Mayor, and I don't mean to interrupt, but we have a closed session that we've told a number of the people on the regular agenda that was going to be lengthy, that we told them not to come early, so maybe we ought to go in closed. But let me speak to Avakian right now. We were denied the ability from DEP to amend our CAFRA application, and that's what we were told we should do from another aspect of DEP, DEP Coastal Engineering. But when we amended our application, CAFRA came back and said, we need a full application. You can't amend your application. So that is a lot different than amending an application. So Avakian has provided us a revised.
And which application is this for what?
This is for the additional parking. This is for the recreation area. And we did add the cabanas on there and the two stairs that may or may not be built, that we talked just going up to the seawall. So we figured if we have to have a full-blown application, put all we know in one and do it. So their new price is not to exceed $8,500. And if you remember, I'm glad Terry was not here, T&M was $10,000 just to amend the application.
And Avakian was $4,800 for the other one, and now it's $8,500.
It goes up because of all the additional submittals. So we're still $1,500 less than even an amended application from T&M.
And we have everything but the kitchen sink in this application, right? So we should be good for future?
I think so. I don't know of anything else you guys propose.
While we're applying, we might as well get it all in there.
We put the water lines in, the electric lines in. For potential cabanas, we put in the two stairways, the rec area, the additional parking. I don't know of anything else we would do on the beach, unless you do, or want to see something else there. Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Since Sean's here, did we get those signs for the library parking?
No, I was told that wasn't agreed upon.
It is now. They just talked about it, so we can install them.
Sorry about that. We didn't order them.
No, they're in. Oh, they're ordered. They're in.
Okay, so we're all in agreement now.
So maybe on Monday you can get those done for next week?
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
We're trying to get them tomorrow.
Well, the lady from the library was saying, oh, they have the children's program on Monday, and this
yeah,
is
that'll,
stuff.
That'll
if,
be
they can, if they could get them in for next week, that would be cool. They don't need them for the weekend.
Thank you. Monday is a good day.
All right, so we have, I jumped the order. We have executive session, contracts, personnel, litigation. So we may as well bang that out. We need a motion to enter into a closed session.
No motion. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.